and this is Over Coffee. Wanted to let you know that this Saturday, the Pasadena Writing Project is doing something special, and you're invited. If you're not familiar with them, what they are, Pasadena Writing Project is an organization that both celebrates and mentors local writers. This Saturday, June 1st, they are having a free, and they say very sumptuous, literary brunch, and they're going to be reading some great stories they've written. In studio with me right now, Maria Elena Fernandez, who is a team teacher at Pasadena Writing Project's workshop. I'm going to brag on you just a minute because you are a poet. You are the creator of the one-woman show Confessions of Cha-Cha Feminist and a Chicano Studies professor, I believe, at Cal State Northridge. Maria Elena, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
And with Maria Elena, two other writers from Pasadena Writing Project. Adonika Harris is an educator, youth advocate, and a model who just completed her first 8-week Pasadena Writing Project workshop. Welcome, Adonika.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And Viviana Aparicio Chamberlain, who is a writer, painter, performance artist, and has been participating in the Pasadena Writing Project workshops for 2.5 years. Viviana, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Dot. Happy to be here.
It's great to have all three of you. First of all, I'd love to hear from each of you a little bit about your experience with the Pasadena Writing Project. And can I start with you, Maria Elena? What's that like to teach that?
Sure. Well, my good friend and colleague, Carla Sammoth, is one of the founders of the Pasadena Writing Project. And she just asked me if I would come in and teach with her. Jervy Tervalon, very well-known novelist here in the Pasadena area, was one of the co-founders, and he was no longer able to continue to team teach. So I basically just said yes to my friend, and I actually didn't quite know what I would be getting myself into. And 2.5 years later, Viviana and I actually started the same day. I'm loving it. It is really a beautiful experience, very different and from teaching an academic subject at the university. I really enjoy it because it's so personal, and it requires actually, I would say, a lot of courage to go deeply, more deeply sometimes than the participants, intended to initially, into the stories of themselves and their families, and to go deeply emotionally, beneath the layers. And it's really been a pleasure to kind of tease that out of them and to help them shape it into, something beautiful, aesthetic, and, rewarding.
We should mention that courage was involved this time, especially because of the type of workshop you've been doing. What can you tell me about what you've been doing?
With regard to we have our public reading that we do every year coming up on Saturday, and we throw out topics that we meet every other week. So we throw out topics for our participants to take home and write, and they come back and we workshop them. And Carla and I casually said, well, how about weddings? Let's do weddings. We're going to do our reading at the Pasadena Museum of History, and they have a wedding exhibit. So, it was very casual, but it turned out to be a really tough subject. Really tough because, our images in popular culture are all of these beautiful dresses and the beautiful bridesmaids and the handsome groom. But yet it is one of the most challenging and emotional and confusing and often painful parts of life. So whether you've never been married, which is the case for some of us, or you've been married and divorced, or just talking about, actually probably the toughest ones were our writers talking about their parents' marriages.
Well, what was so funny when you say how we're conditioned to think in terms of fantasy with weddings, I read some of these stories and I wanted a happy ending in a specific one of them. I thought, wait a minute, this is supposed to be real life. Viviana, that's an interesting coincidence. You start the same day as Maria Elena. What was your experience like?
I was pretty hungry to write again. I had been in a car crash, and I had a concussion, and I was very confused verbally and emotionally, but yet I have so many ideas. And my dear friend, Marianne Montañez, who writes family histories, mentioned the group. She was at the time in a cancer support group at the Huntington Hospital, and she told me how that group supported her. So I thought, wow, this must be a good group. This Pasadena Writing Project, if you're in it and you feel, if you want to be in it. So we started this group together. She got me into this group because the thought that it would be supportive, because I needed to be in a positive environment where I could express in a non-stressful environment. And I would say that that that's it, that it's non-stressful, and I produce a lot of work. We are challenged. We produce outside of the project and in our workshop. We are timed with sometimes outrageous topics, painful topics that we all explore and expose our innermost feelings and histories. And that is a good thing because that is authentic literature. So yay, thanks to the Pasadena Writing Project.
Just like Maria Elena was saying, yay to a very courageous group. What did you find was one of the best challenges that you had in those 2.5 years as a writer?
I would say focusing out of the project and at home. Because you're in the group and it's very disciplined. And while I had many years of self-discipline as an educator, I had retired, and then my husband died, so I was still confused. So when I'm by myself, I get a little lost. So I had to learn to refocus again and make schedules around the house and make a working environment for me. And that helped me a lot. And we have become friends. We email each other and call each other. And that helps me a lot because I know I'm a person that needs a little social interaction. Although initially I was injured emotionally, kind of socially, I would get hurt easily with anything and anybody. But I need that social interaction, and that social interaction in this group to a point helps me a lot. So I would say learning self-discipline away from my writing group, my mother group, my mothership.
And I would imagine also when you say I could get hurt very easily with anything and anybody, that this would be a kind of a growing tough experience as well, because with writers, you're going to get rejection every now and again.
We constantly get rejected, and we constantly learn, and we constantly grow, and we have a lot of affection for each other. Yeah, it's a great group.
Can't wait to hear more about your special event and what you've written. How about it, Adenike? You are the newest member. What first brought you to the Pasadena Writing Project?
I actually went last year to the public presentation and was just so moved and in awe of all the writers and what they actually, put together. And I said, oh my God, I need to be a part of this. And I remember going up to Maria Elena saying, I want to be in this group. And it came around and the opportunity opened up and here I am. But it was really more for me to kind of get the support that Viviana just spoke about. I have always liked to write and loved writing, but I didn't have the encouragement or just the support system to just be behind me. It was always something that I did at home in a journal, never publicly. So that's why I wanted to get involved.
I would love to hear more about your experience when we come back. Time is flying here, but you and I are listening to Maria Elena Fernandez, to Viviana Aparicio Chamberlain, and to Adenike Harris, who are writers from the Pasadena Writing Project, doing a special event coming up on the 1st of June, this Saturday, over at the Pasadena Museum of History. We'll tell you all about that and hear a little bit more from each of them in terms of what they've written when we come back. This is Over Coffee, Dot Cannon here, LanserRadio.org.